It's right on the Market Daily Report on June 17, 2025.
Today's highlights.
Biofuel consultant Corey Levinsky reports that the Senate's proposed changes to the 45Z clean fuel credit have been released, and there are some changes from the House bill. However, like the House, the Senate wants to extend the biofuel credit to 2031 and limits financial incentives to those using foreign biofuel feedstocks. Soybean oil was up the 3 cents per pound limit on Friday. Expanded limits of 4.5 cents were in effect for Monday, and July bean oil was up the limit again, while the deferred months were not, but most were up more than 4 cents. We attached a chart of new and old crop corn USDA carryovers as of the June S&D report for each year since 2019, with the high prices for the given calendar year. You can see that corn is too cheap given the U.S. and world corn carryovers compared to the past 5 years. Both carryovers are trending smaller. Most analysts agree that U.S. corn exports will be increased by another 50 to 100 million bushels. Yesterday's export inspections were almost 66 million bushels, a very strong export pace. The latest National Weather Service forecast calls for above-normal temperatures and above-normal rainfall for the next 2 weeks in most of the Midwest. Many areas have been predicted to get rain, but have not received it and are dry. Of course, some are way too wet and some are just perfect. Most areas in the Corn Belt have very little subsoil moisture. A big marketing decision needs to be made this week as the seasonal price trend turns lower this weekend. Is a great crop already priced in? What are the chances of 181 bushel yield on the largest planted acreage in 12 years, when the best yield ever was just 179.3 last year, on 3.5 million fewer acres? Despite the predicted big areas and big yield, the new crop carryover is smaller than 4 of the past 6 years. Perhaps the most important point is the very tight world carryout.
Tidbits for today.
U.S. President Donald Trump is leaving the G7 summit earlier than planned, according to a statement from the White House press service, citing the situation in the Middle East as the reason. Trump has ordered the National Security Council to convene and be ready for a meeting in the White House Situation Room. In addition, Trump called on everyone to immediately leave the Iranian capital Tehran, as he wrote on his Truth social media page. However, the crude oil market thinks the Israel and Iran war is about over. Rumors are that Iran has asked for mediation and the U.S. will provide Israel with bunker buster bombs. Brazil's Department of Agriculture, CONAB, raised its 2024-25 grain harvest forecast to a record 336 million tons, up 13% from last year, driven by an increase in planted area, good yields, and favorable weather. The soybean harvest reached a record and was 15% more than last year, reaffirming Brazil as the world's top soybean producer and exporter. CONAB also estimates a total corn crop 12% higher from the previous season, benefiting from increased technology use and good weather conditions. The Australian Department of Agriculture, ABARES, has lowered its canola production forecast for 2025-26, projecting an output about 7.5% less than this season, with 5% lower exports, primarily due to drought-induced lower yields. Karen Braun highlights that U.S. CropWatch reports 3 consecutive weeks of improved corn health, with some areas still needing more heat and sun. Pollination timing varies across July due to a broad planting window and cool post-planting temperatures, making forecasts uncertain. June's forecast remains mostly favorable, with warm weather and scattered rain showers supporting crops, though some producers highlight the need for rain. The CropWatch producers assign weekly condition scores to their corn and soybean fields using a scale of 1 to 5. The ratings are similar to the U.S. Department of Agriculture system, where 1 is very poor, 3 is average, and 5 is excellent. Corn condition scores 3.8, surpassing last year's levels. Conversely, soybean conditions dropped to an all-time low of 3.2, with Ohio, North Dakota, and southeastern Illinois ranking at a 1 due to persistent wet and cool conditions. The USDA's 11th crop progress report shows that the U.S. corn crop condition was 72% good or excellent, same as last year. Soybeans conditions were 66% good or excellent, which is about average. Winter wheat was 52% good or excellent, slightly better than last year. It was 10% harvested at a slower than average pace. Spring wheat conditions were 57% good to excellent, below the average of 81%. The ENSO update continues to predict normal weather. Weekly export inspections were within the expected range, yet high for the corn. That's it for today. Export inspection summary, ENSO chart, markets and rain days updates are in the mailing, as always. See you tomorrow. Right on the market, out.